Dance challenges are huge on TikTok. Maybe you too have spent hours scrolling on the social media app, delighting in watching dancers, professional or not, move to some familiar, catchy beats. I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty. Hey. But one style of dance is jetting its way into people's feeds.
Ballet TikTok is a very creative place. It's more of a comedic outlet for ballet dancers than the rigid structure that we have to participate in every day.
That's Yasmin Akmin. She's been dancing since she was 3. Now she's 19 and a trainee with the Sacramento Ballet. And her TikToks make the struggle of training in a pandemic real.
After waking up with severe anxiety, I try to get ready for my day to dance outside in 30-degree weather. I told myself my daily affirmations. Breakfast is a bowl of cereal provided by my roommate because I get paid nothing to dance 8 hours a day in 50-degree weather. Our studio is now a skeleton of a stage, exposed to all the elements.
But humor and the creativity of ballet TikTok are just entry points, or we should say first position, into what this virtual community really offers.
I talk a lot about personal struggles that I've had with being like frustrated or like slightly burnt out, or struggles with like body image. So it's really nice to have that platform to connect with people that are going through things that sometimes you feel like you're alone in, but you're not really alone.
My name is Jennifer McCluskey. I run a TikTok account where I, you know, make humorous and sometimes educational content about ballet.
Did you know the best way for a ballet dancer to strengthen your abs is to just log roll away from all of your problems?
McCluskey has more than 200,000 followers. She's 24 years old, started taking classes 5 years ago. As someone who came to ballet later than most, she has a lot of advice for younger dancers.
I think a lot of younger dancers and people who are professionals in the field are very concerned with how small the dance world is. They feel like they can't speak out about it because it could hurt their career aspects. And so as someone who's not trying to build a career for myself, I feel like there's not pressure to censor myself. I'm allowed to just, you know, say what I want and be critical and, you know, point out the flaws.
One of those flaws is the lack of representation, an issue Akmin also hopes to address. Her mom is Venezuelan and her dad is Japanese and grew up in Hawaii.
It's been interesting being a mixed dancer. I grew up in Kentucky, so there was definitely not a lot of diversity. So it's hard to pin yourself and be like, oh, like I can do this, I can be this, especially when you're young. And I hope to be that for the next generation and stuff like that. So that's definitely something I'd want to change in the ballet world.
That was Yasmin Akmin and Jennifer McCluskey, two dancers hitting body positivity and diversity issues on ballet TikTok.